The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Lovely. How are you?
Divine.
All right. We have with us for the second week in a row, Daniel Brennan, owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney and Roofing Services.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back with us this week. We're happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me back.
We're going to continue talking about chimneys today.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Absolutely, Jackie.
Or as we often hear in real estate, chimney.
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 And, absolutely. And it's the only place I've ever heard the chimney goes to an L. Chimney.
Chimney. Chimney. And the roof is a roof.
Oh, the roof.
And the house is down by the creek.
That is so true.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. And if there's a topic we haven't covered, or if you'd like your business to be on, send us an email. We can talk about it. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
We are always looking for interesting topics to discuss on the Real Estate Roundtable. If you have an interesting topic that relates to real estate, we'd love to hear from you. So please give us a call or an email at info@jruddy.com. If you are listening, search the MLS listings and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, which is mobile friendly. Also, remember to look us up on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook.
And we don't charge businesses to come on.
No,
you would. What a concept.
Yes.
We're just looking for well-spoken.
Right.
We're looking for well-spoken individuals with some interesting topics to share with not only us, but our listeners.
Right. You'll remember this, Dan. Remember Cy Sims used to say, an educated consumer is our best customer.
Absolutely.
Remember
that him? Is so true.
Daniel Brennan.
That is true.
Owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney and Roofing Services. How long have you been doing what you do?
I've been doing this just about 22 years, Jackie.
Okay. And you are not from around here, as we established last week.
Yes.
But you've been here almost 10 years.
Just about 10 years, yes.
Okay.
He's totally lost his accent.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I'll ever lose it.
I don't think so either.
You speak just like a local.
Uh-huh.
All right. So last week we talked about all the problems that occur with the chimney on the exterior and the interior.
Absolutely.
Signs to look for. Sometimes people are buying a house. They have a home inspection. They think everything is hunky-dory. They really need to pay attention to their chimneys, whether they have a fireplace or not. What happens with a chimney when someone converts from coal heat to gas or from oil heat to gas? Is there anything that you should be thinking about regarding that chimney?
Absolutely. Last week we were discussing this. That's one topic we didn't discuss, and that's one of the main topics we should have discussed. When you go from oil to gas, by law and by code, you need to put a stainless steel liner in. What happens is, when you go from oil to gas, the high efficiency burner is pushing out moisture, and that moisture with the soot inside the chimney from the oil, it will deteriorate twice as quick. Within 3 years, within 3 years, your chimney is going to start to deteriorate and it could collapse on you. That's when you can get carbon monoxide poisoning in the house.
Okay. Well, let's talk about carbon monoxide poisoning. Okay. Because it's colorless.
Colorless, odorless. And the first one to go in the house is your bird or your dog or cat. years ago when they had the mines, they put the bird inside there to let the bird fly in. If it didn't come out, you got carbon monoxide in there. The bird is always the first one to know that with the carbon monoxide.
Many people have carbon monoxide detectors like smoke alarms, uh-huh. and I think it just should be standard. Everybody
absolutely.
Should have
it. It should be a law. Absolutely.
Okay. But some don't. So exactly. What are some of the physical ailments that we can
if you have asthma,
realize?
If heavy breathing, asthma is one of the number one causes of carbon monoxide coming into the house. If anybody in your family has a heavy case of asthma, check your furnaces. Check your carbon monoxide detectors. Make sure your batteries are good. Call a technician, a chimney technician, to come on over and take a look at your fireplace. Take a look at your furnace and take a look at your chimney. He will give you a full 10-point inspection as we do. All right? Make sure you know who you're calling before you call. Don't just call no average Joe who thinks he knows what he's doing. Make sure these people are licensed and insured.
You could also call the local fire department, too, if you suspect that you have carbon monoxide.
Absolutely.
They have very specific meters, and they'll tell you how many parts per million carbon monoxide you have inside
the
house.
Well, many people think that they have the flu, right?
Sure.
Are those the symptoms?
Exactly.
But if
you might think
house,
you have the flu.
But if everybody gets sick all at once and you're all very lethargic. Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If some people think you have the flu, it could be just asthma coming in or carbon monoxide setting up inside you. Carbon monoxide is odorless. Colorless, you would never know it. That's why some places in these things, you find out with people passing away in the middle of the night because they have the heat on, and here it is, you do not smell it.
So we're getting ready to fire up, God forbid. I can't stand this. You love it, I hate it. We're getting ready to fire up our boilers, furnaces,
absolutely.
And sometimes people have fireplaces. Before we do, we should have our chimneys inspected.
Yes.
And cleaned.
Absolutely.
Properly cleaned. And how often should this take place?
If you have an oil furnace, every year. If you have a gas or coal fireplace, every other year. Okay? As Pat was saying, if you don't have it, go to the fire department. They will help you out.
Right. And if everybody's in the house and we all have earth-shattering headaches, we have headaches so bad.
Yes.
Everybody has one. That's a big symptom of it. And everybody's very lethargic and these... Call the fire department.
Absolutely.
They'll come in and they'll tell you exactly how much carbon monoxide is.
Absolutely. They all have carbon monoxide detectors, meters, and they can tell you with the wand, tell you what the ratio of carbon monoxide is in the house.
Right. But in the winter when you're cold and the days are darker and, you know, you have the shorter days, the light is, you know, daylight decreases at 4 o'clock. So, you know, and then you're out and usually people, that's when we catch our bugs. When we get sick, it's usually in the winter time, right? So we think we caught something from somebody and we have a bug.
Exactly.
But it could be carbon monoxide.
Spend $25 on a carbon monoxide detector. There should be one on every living level. There should be one on the first floor. There should definitely be one by the bedrooms. And I also have one in my basement.
Absolutely.
Because that's where the appliances are. The gas appliances
are
down
there. You're exactly right, Pat. Well, always, if you do put it in your basement, keep it 10 to 15 feet away from your furnace. If you keep it any closer than that, you're never going to get an accurate reading. When you open up your door to go to the basement, have your carbon monoxide right on the wall, onto your left of the wall or to the right, sticking to it. Before that carbon monoxide comes up into the house, into the kitchen, into the living room, it's going to buzz, and that's where you want it to go, before it comes into the upper level. It'll sound off, and that's when you know you have carbon monoxide coming in.
Okay, is there anything, you know, we talked about visually last week, what the signs of some deterioration from the inside of the chimney or the outside. Did we talk about odors? What kind of odor would one detect if there was something that wasn't just right with our chimney?
Well, sometimes you might have a nest inside your chimney, and you might get a little smelling of a rotten smell in there. Could be an animal, could be a squirrel, possum, or raccoon. And there are times I've seen little cubs in there. But average is it's your raccoons and your squirrels and possums. One thing is you want to look up inside your fireplace to see if there's any nests inside there from the bottom up. If you cannot see daylight, call a technician. if you can smell some rotten smell or maybe rotten animal that is
dead in there.
Dead.
He's dead.
Dead. We pulled out people that had literally thousands of maggots out of the fireplace.
Nice.
I'm not talking 100. I'm talking thousands of maggots literally underneath the comforter. Underneath the chase, underneath your cushions of your chair.
You're going to give me nightmares.
Yeah, this is like a nightmare.
And it's common. It's common.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. It's common.
Oh.
We were there one time and we filled up a shop vac filled, halfway filled with just maggots. And it's happened. It's happened. I'm sorry, Jackie. I can see Jackie's face from here.
She's changing the radio station right about now.
But please do not take it for granted, your chimney. It's very, very harmful to you if you do not
take care of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. There's
You and the family, please get it done.
There's important pointers here that, you know, we can't ignore.
No.
Right?
The main thing is, too, with your top of your chimney, if you have someone come in and check it as ourselves and Irish Sweeps, we'll give you a 20% discount. Just mentioning this show. We'll check any flashing that needs to be done.
Let's talk about the flashing. Yeah, seems to be constant on the inspection reports that we see when we're selling homes. Most times, 9.9 times out of 10.
That's where the link is. It's around the chimney.
It's always needing flashing around the chimney.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So throwing a little bit of tar doesn't work?
The tar does work very well. The thing is, it has to be done every 3 years, 2 to 3 years. That's the only warranty you get with those with the flashing cement. If you use the tar, what happens is the rain is going to beat on it, and it's going to wear it down. So you have to do it again. Now, as long as you keep that flashing cement handy and take care of that around your chimney, you're not going to have any problems with your roof. When water goes underneath your roof into your plywood, then you're going to have to get plywood, rafters. Everything's going to be up to change, and you're looking at thousands and thousands of dollars.
All right, let's be perfectly honest here. I'm not up on my roof anymore, all right? I'm not a spring chicken bouncing around all over the place. I'm not up on my roof every year doing the flashing.
And it's so true.
No, not me. I'm calling you.
It's so true with all of us.
Dan's doing it.
Just call us, and we'll come up, and we'll take a look. And if it really needs nothing, and I'm going to tell you, there's no charge. I'm not even going to charge you for a service call. You know what? We make a lot of friends in the company, and we're a company that cares. You know, we're worried about people's health, the family, and I'm an animal lover. I'm worried about more than the animals than anything. We have customers that we tell, listen, we need a liner. The first one to go in the house is going to be your dog. They don't mind about the husband and wife. They care about that dog. So they're putting a new liner in. They're putting a liner in for the dog. Not for the husband or wife, but for the dog.
How does someone call you, Dan?
They just call us at 570-591-7276. Or you can get in touch with us at irishsweepsnepa.com.
Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2-bath home at 935 South Main Avenue in Scranton for $105,000. This home is full of charm. It has hardwood floors, French doors, fireplace. It's got a great layout. This kitchen and baths have been updated. The attic is finished with a bar. There is also a large rear porch that leads out to a huge patio area in the rear. The rear of this property also has a large 2-car garage. That's a beautiful 4-bedroom, 2-bath home with a 2-car garage at 935 South Main Avenue in Scranton for $105,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have a new warning. HUD, the Housing Department of Housing and Urban Development, has issued a warning about a new scam. Last week or a week before, we talked about another scam involving closings and hackers were hacking into email and asking people right before they're closing
to send money.
To wire money, really? Yeah. Yes.
Well, they're not going to close.
Or they're not going to close. Now, this scam involves fake housing grants being offered. Scammers are calling and telling victims that they have been awarded a grant from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, but that they have to pay a fee to process the grant. HUD clarified that they will not call, they do not call, they do not email anyone to award anything, nor do they charge processing fees. Thus far, there have been several reports, and this is nationwide, of this scam. Earlier this year, a woman received a call claiming she had received a federal grant. She needed to send a copy of her ID, her identification, to receive the grant. The caller said his name was Matthew Maxwell. His number, and pay attention to this number, is 315-675-4146. In March, he struck again, calling a woman in Virginia. He told her that in order for her to receive her grant, she had to wire or send a certified check in the amount of $350. He gave his name as Richard Johnson, but used the same number, 315-675-4146. In May, he struck twice. He called a woman in D.C., she said the person was named Alice, same phone number, 315-675-4146, and she was instructed to wire $350. And then a man in California was hit from the same phone number. So block all calls from 315-675-4146. The Department of Housing and Urban Development does not offer housing grants
that you have to pay for.
Mm-mm. Horrible. Interesting.
Yes, it is.
There's always someone out
absolutely
there
horrible
trying to get over on mm-hmm someone, and it's just...
It seems to be getting worse.
It's getting worse. It's awful. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a little bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Yes, we're back.
We're back with Daniel Brennan, owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney and Roofing Services.
Yes.
How are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
All right. We're thankful that you came into our show the past 2 weeks. We're having a great discussion with you today regarding chimneys. Well, first half of the show, we were talking about some telltale signs that there's some problems.
Correct.
If we fall victim to a flu.
Or asthma.
Asthma.
Yeah. Massive headaches.
Massive headaches, yeah. These are signs that we're getting poisoned by carbon monoxide, correct, and the result, we just may not wake up.
Absolutely.
And it's colorless, it's odorless, and there's a big problem there. Now, right before the break, we were talking about flashing.
Yes.
And you were talking about tar.
Yeah, flashing cement, correct.
And flashing cement. But there's other ways to flash chimneys.
Yeah, absolutely. You can use the stainless flashing, which is the strips, or you can use the copper, which will be used for with a breaker and to form the outside of the chimney.
And they don't have to be those stainless steel or copper types of flashing don't have to be replaced as often as the tar.
Absolutely, correct.
Tar, you said 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years of flashing, and the copper flashing, you only have to do that once, maybe every 15 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So they last. They're going to cost more.
They're going to cost more.
But they're going to last longer.
Expensive, yes, they are.
Okay. So when we talk about flashing, we're also thinking about waterproofing.
Correct. What I use is it's from the company called Chimp Saver. And with the Chimp Saver, it lasts for 10 years. It's a warranty of a 10-year waterproofing. It's like a Scotch guard on your couch. You end up spraying it with a pump spray, and we soak it down for the chimney. Any pores that are on the outside of the chimney, it'll stop any water from coming inside or any air from coming inside, from stopping your draft from coming out through the basement.
And there are some products out there that wear off as quickly.
Absolutely.
As...
You might get some other products that are half the price. And you know what? You're going to be doing this twice as much. So as I say, we do it once, we do it right, and we don't have to come back. That's one thing I don't like to do is come back. I like to do it once because, you know, coming back is time out of my pocket and that I'm paying the workers.
Yeah, I sold the house a little while ago and it was leaking around it. They did the flashing and they sprayed the chimney and they were very proud of the chemical that I can't remember the name of the chemical, but you could look. And you could look from the street and you can actually see that the whole chimney was a little bit shiny.
It gives you a little film job. It gives you a nice film, Pat. Yeah, absolutely. But the main thing is it protects your chimney. With all the hard rain, and we've been having some hard rain in the last couple of months, here in June and July, we had some major floodings. And main thing is, this stuff is not going to wash away from you. If you give us a call, we take care of all seniors and veterans.
Offer discounts?
We give
you
20% for all the seniors and veterans discount. If you mention this ad that we're talking about today, you will get a 20% discount.
So mention the Real Estate Roundtable.
I heard you on the radio with Jack Ruddy.
All right. Okay. And someone can realize the discount because isn't this your busy season?
This is my busiest season coming up in October. So if you can, please call us right away. Get an early spot, because if you wait till the last minute Larry's are going to end up, honestly, waiting to the end, and you might not get the right inspection that you're going to get from us.
All right, because, you know, last week I think you pretty much established that one of the biggest mistakes homeowners make, and you see it all the time, is to simply assume that their chimney is in working order.
Absolutely. Just don't think it looks good from the outside. It has to be from the inside. That's your main thing. And I tell people all the time when I go into the house, I says, you know, well, why my chimney looks good? I tell them honestly, I'm a proctologist. I don't know until you bend over.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
And that just happens to, that came out, Daniel, when we're happened to be talking about flashing. Very interesting. Okay. So, getting back to things that we can do to repair the chimney and the work that you provide, you do inspections, you do chimney cleanings, and inspections, you repoint?
We do the repointing where needed. There's no sense of going excessively if, you know, just the spots that I really need to be. We also do gutter cleaning. We do power washing. We pretty much cover all the bases except for electrical and plumbing. So if you need any work done at the house, give us a call. And if we don't do it, we can recommend somebody.
What are crowns for a chimney?
Cement crowns is the top of the base of your chimney. It's a cement crown. This way the water runs off onto the roof. A lot of times these crowns are flat because the weather, hard rain is beating it. Like sidewalks have to be replaced every few years, 10, 15 years, the hard rain is beating down on that sidewalk, so you have to replace it. So you might have to replace some of these crowns, too. A lot of the hard weather, cold weather, cracks them, and it leaves it flat. You do not want your chimney to be flat. You want it to have like a little bit of a downslope. So this way the water runs off instead of running into your chimney. When the water runs into your chimney, you're looking at nothing but problems. You're looking at replacing flues, possibly stainless steel liners, possibly rebuilding from the rooftop down of a knockdown rebuild. So if you have some, take care of the chimney, call somebody, call us, Irish Sweeps. We'll take a look at it. We'll give you 20% discount with the ad, 20% on the seniors and veterans. and we'll help you out any way possible.
Well, this to me seems like if somebody stays on top of their chimney, maintains it properly, inspects it regularly, you're not going to have that major expense of rebuilding.
Correct. Now, I don't know if you ever seen years in the past when these people take down the house, they knock down the whole house. They leave the chimney to keep the price for the chimney average. You know, this way you don't have to replace your chimney. A chimney is one of the most expensive things of a home, next to your kitchen or bath. So please, just get inspected every year. You won't have a problem. It is an expensive problem if you just let it prolong. And it gets worse and worse.
Well, there's all different types of chimneys. There's mason, there's brick, there's stone.
Exactly. There's prefab. There's prefab, which is the wood that's on the outside of the chimney with the stainless steel on the outside. A lot of the chimneys today are like that. Like up in the Hideout, they have them like that. In the communities that they're in, lakefront, a lot of these new homes are prefab. It's stainless steel with the wood on the outside, with the paneling, the cedar shake, everything. As long as everything is good with your chase cover. Chase cover is the same thing as your crown, except it's not cement. It's stainless steel. Now, some of these builders cut corner, and they give you a thin grade on the chase cover. You might have to have that replaced too. There's a lot of different things. It's like a car. It might not be your brakes. It could be your transmission. It could be your axles. You have to look at this chimney and get a good perspective of it.
And so you're the professional.
Absolutely, yes.
You have the certifications. You go for training every 3 to...
Every 3 years.
And recertified.
Absolutely, you're recertified. We go to classes.
Right, and we were talking before about carbon monoxide poisoning. And the CDC says the most common symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, number one is headache, number two is dizziness, weakness, upset stomach, vomiting, chest pain, and confusion. So if you're getting some of these and you think you might have a problem with carbon monoxide, call your local fire department first.
That's
and they'll give you a reading, and they'll let you know.
Yes.
Good advice.
Yeah, it's not something to fool around with, carbon monoxide. It's not something to fool around with. And don't wait till you hear it on the radio or on the news that people pass away from carbon monoxide. Get it done today.
You know, get a detector.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Call us. We'll come in. We'll give you a full inspection. And we'll clean your chimney. If it doesn't need to be cleaned, we're not going to charge you.
But you do it all. You clean, you inspect, you repair.
Clean, inspect, repair. We clean gutters. We fix roofs, leaky roofs. We clean the leaky roofs. We put new roofs on. We strip plywood, new shingles. We give you 30-year. Now it's not even 30-year warranty on the roofs. Now they're lifetime warranties on the roof. They get the better shingles today, and you have nothing to worry about. We've done hundreds of roofs. We did thousands of chimneys, and we stand behind our work.
Okay, so you've been in business for 22 years. You've been here in the Northeast, PA, for about 10. How does someone get in touch with you?
If you can give us a call at 570-591-7276 or on our website, which is irishsweepsnepa.com. You mention this ad, we'll give you a 20% discount for all seniors and veterans. Automatically, you get a 20% discount.
Daniel Brennan, owner of Irish Sweeps Chimney and Roofing Services. We thank you for your time. Delighted you came back with us. You were here a couple years ago.
Yes.
We have great information that we put out there today and last week. We appreciate your time.
Jackie, Pat, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, we have a two-unit. This two-unit has it all. It has a four-bedroom apartment and a two-bedroom apartment. And it's located at 302 Wayne Street in Archibald for $114,000. This is a great neighborhood. It's only steps away from the Lackawanna Heritage Trail. The two units have been remodeled. It has two balconies, a large deck, plenty of space. This building has a solid rental history and off-street parking. This is a great building at a great price. That's a duplex at 302 Wayne Street in Archbold for $114,000, and that's listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We are always looking to add full-time realtors to our office, our busy real estate office. We offer a flexible work schedule, continuous ongoing broker support, a very pleasant office environment. We have a lot of fun, personalized marketing programs, and the most important is that we're well known for our high ethical standards. Join the most recognized franchise in the real estate business. That's the Century 21 franchise. Whether you're currently working at another company or you're looking to get licensed in real estate, please give me a call and we can meet anytime and
start a career in real estate.
Start a career, make a change for the better, right?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Have a wonderful week.